And we do know that there is quite a bit of conflict going on in the world at the moment, which we hope we get to the end of very, very quickly. But sometimes those veterans do return from the front, as it were, and run into some problems. And to discuss that issue, we've got the co-founder of Invisible Injuries, Andy Firmo, joining us. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Keith. Thanks for having me in the studio.
What has the latest research revealed about the issue of homelessness amongst returned veterans?
Yeah, well, there's quite a lot. The alarming are quite statistics. So there's, you know, six in 10 of the veterans that were interviewed reported that they sleep rough as the most frequent accommodation state that they live in. And one in five veterans that have separated from the military have some sort of form of mental health issue, including post-traumatic stress, in the first 4 years of separation from the military. So that's quite... it's quite disturbing to see that there's so many out there.
And when it does come to that separation from the military, is that mainly due to the trauma that they experience coming back from conflict, or is it sort of a disassociation, if you like, from something that has got so much regimented structure in their life?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a combination of both. You know, the Australian military has been quite busy in their operational tempo for many years now. However, when veterans do separate from the military, they lose quite a fair bit besides their job. You know, a sense of purpose, and then also the what now. And so, you know, these are factors, and having to deal with their own mental health issues that may develop, these are factors that go towards becoming homeless.
Speaking this morning with Andy Firmo, the co-founder of Invisible Injuries, a not-for-profit organisation dedicated to helping those returned servicemen and women who experience challenges coming back into mainstream society. And Andy, what is the best way to handle this situation? Is there a campaign at the moment? What's the best way to handle the issue of veterans' homelessness in the community?
I think, you know, what we're trying to do is raise the awareness and call on the wider community just to engage in the conversation of that rising homelessness amongst the veteran community. And then there's also different ways that people can contribute to if they're wanting to be able to help those homeless veterans out there, Keith, such as, you know, contributing to the Classics for a Cause giveaways. And we're one of the charities that have partnered up with Classics as a proceeds of their car giveaways, their monthly giveaways. And there's also other organisations that are out there that you can reach out to, such as Homeless Heroes. The RSL sub-branch is also a great place to start in the Salvo.
And that RSL sub-branch is important because they're often so closely intertwined, not just with the local veterans communities, but the wider community as well.
Absolutely, Keith. And, you know, I think there is a stigma associated with those sub-branches. But as a contemporary veteran, I have called on my different sub-branches to be able to ask for help when veterans in need. And I think that's the big one, is just going and asking for help. If there's not one that works straight away or that you see fit, you could always go to one of the many more that are around the different cities and country towns around Australia.
So it's a very, very important cause to get involved in and to make sure that we do help those returned veterans out where they are struggling. Andy Firmo, co-founder of Invisible Injuries, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Keith.